720 WGN Radio, it's Iridian Fierro, and All Elite Wrestling continues its Thanksgiving tradition of having AEW Dynamite in Chicago. But before that, they have one of their biggest wrestling pay-per-views of the year with Full Gear. I'm so glad to be joined in studio by our next guest. He is the president and CEO of All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan. Tony, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
I'm super excited to chat with you. We were talking a little bit beforehand. We've had a phone interview before, but now you're in studio. We're right next to the river. I'm so excited to be chatting with you in person. So thank you for stopping on by.
It's great to be here. It's an exciting time. We have AEW Dynamite tonight on TBS. And 1 week from tonight, we're here in Chicago for AEW's Wednesday night Thanksgiving Eve tradition. We have great shows every year, and I think this will be the best Chicago Dynamite yet. We have the kickoff of the Continental Classic, and it's going to be a great show, I promise.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Let's first start with the pay-per-view, though. Hangman versus Jay White. We're going to see Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander for the TBS Championship. There's a Tag Team Championship four-way, and that's not even half of the card. So you really lined up some really good ones, Tony. What should the fans be excited to see?
Well, you just named some of the great matches. Yeah. That's some great action right there. And also, we have Jon Moxley versus Orange Cassidy for the World Championship. Mm-hmm. That's a huge match. And it was right here in Chicago almost 5 years ago at the first ever Revolution, where Jon Moxley in the Wintrust Arena, where we'll be next Wednesday, captured the AEW world title for the first time ever from Chris Jericho. Yeah. It was right there that same night that Orange Cassidy in the Wintrust Arena here in Chicago made his debut, first ever singles match in AEW against Pac, who is part of the Death Riders crew. Mm-hmm. And it was here last year at All Out, where the Moxley-Orange Cassidy rivalry really kicked off, and it's gone to another level now at Full Gear, and I cannot wait for the pay-per-view this Saturday. It's going to be a huge show. It's Saturday pay-per-view worldwide. Of course, you can watch Dynamite 7 p.m. here in Chicago every Wednesday night on TBS, and then we'll be here live next Wednesday. It's the first Dynamite after Full Gear, the start of the Continental Classic. It's a really exciting time for AEW. And this pay-per-view is just going to be massive. We've got Swerve Strickland versus Bobby Lashley. Huge match. You mentioned Hangman versus Jay White, Mercedes versus Statlander, the tag title four-way. Jack Perry versus Daniel Garcia for the TNT Championship. Kyle Fletcher versus Will Ospreay. Ah. What a huge show this is going to be, top to bottom. I'm really excited for Full Gear this Saturday, and I'm really excited to bring AEW back to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I really think this is going to be a tremendous show, and I think the Continental Classic will be a great tournament kicking off here in Chicago.
Yeah, and I think we might see some CMLL talent in Chicago. So how is that partnership going, and do you hope that maybe it continues?
It's definitely going to continue, yeah. And coming up Wednesday here in Chicago, it will be the AEW debut in Chicago for Mystico. First time we brought Mystico here to Chicago with AEW, and that's huge because he's one of the greatest Lucha Libre stars of all time. Yeah. And to have Mystico and Máscara Dorada, two of the top stars from CMLL, coming here this week, it's a big deal on Wednesday night. And we'll, again, have fans coming from all around Chicago, all over Illinois and all the surrounding areas to see AEW. And I know a lot of people are going to be excited to see Mystico and Máscara Dorada here. CMLL have been great partners for us, and we've been sending our stars to Mexico also, and it's been great for them. It's been a partnership that's been really beneficial to both sides.
Yeah. And like you said, the Thanksgiving show here in Chicago is very much so a tradition. And let me tell you, Tony, there are a lot of people who criticize you for bringing Chicago so many AEW shows. So what do you have to say to the haters who think maybe Chicago is getting too many shows? Because on social media, people are like, again, Chicago? I don't mind it because I live here, of course. So do you have anything to say for people who maybe don't get an AEW show every now and then?
Well, I love coming to Chicago. It's home to me. And I think there's so many great places we still want to go and tour for AEW. And it's great getting out into all the great cities. But Chicago, to me, is always first and foremost, and it's the best place to do the show, especially because I'm going to spend Thanksgiving in Chicago every year anyway. Yeah. So it's great to bring AEW here, and we built a really great tradition with the fans on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, especially at Wintrust. It's such a great arena that I feel like no seat is a bad seat there. So I really love when AEW has shows there. On the topic of criticism, I want to know how you handle criticism online, whether that be someone telling you like, oh, you should have booked this or you should have done that. And I think it's easy for people on social media because everyone is so accessible. They can just at someone or maybe make a hashtag. How do you deal with criticism? Because I know it's not all constructive criticism online.
Well, it depends on what it is. I think a lot of it is constructive. And, you know, sometimes fans have a good perspective. And a lot of times it's really worth listening to the feedback. Sometimes if it's disingenuous, there's nothing you can do. There's just not, like you said, not constructive. But I do think it's always worth hearing the fans out and hearing viewpoints. Sometimes it's fans of a different promotion that don't really have anything positive to say, no matter what you do, and that's fine. You know, we sold 81,035 tickets at Wembley Stadium, and there were people trying to tear it down. People saying, oh, they only got 73,000. Like, as if that's bad. That's more people than were at the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, and people were trying to say that like it was a bad number for AEW. It's insane sometimes. So you do have to be willing to take it all with a grain of salt because we've accomplished a lot with AEW and we still have so much more to do. And really, it in many ways began here in Chicago. So it's very fitting that we keep coming back here to this great city.
Yeah. And you guys just celebrated your 5th year anniversary of AEW. So what do the next 5 years look like for you?
Well, it's very exciting. We now know we're going to be on TBS and TNT for many years to come. And not only on TBS every Wednesday live and TNT every Saturday, but also on Max streaming. And it's really the future of media, the future of the way shows are consumed. It's moving towards streaming. But what's great is we still are a big part of that tradition of TBS and TNT, and we get to do both. It's a simulcast. It's the first ever pro wrestling simulcast. It's going to be January 1st, AEW Dynamite, and a lot of info to come on that. We can't wait for what is going to be a major event in AEW. We've announced just now that it's Fight for the Fallen. We'll kick off the streaming era with Fight for the Fallen in Asheville. It's going to be the mother of all simulcasts, and it's live on TBS and Max. But before we go on Max, we're still on TBS every week, and we'll keep going on TBS. It's a tradition that goes back over 50 years in America, wrestling on TBS, to the 1970s. And it had gone away for about 20 years. And I was really glad that we were able to bring it back. And now it's going to be many years to come for AEW on the Superstation, TBS, TNT, and also streaming. And I think when you ask what the future holds for the next 5 years, that transition, that's going to be really important, how we handle that. And building different ways to show the AEW fans, to show really all kinds of fans, make new fans, our Dynamite, our Collision shows, and our pay-per-views, and the great library we built of AEW, because we've done, like you said, over 5 years of Wednesday Night Dynamite now. We've done over 5 years of great pay-per-view shows, and we've had so many great episodes of Rampage, Collision. And we built this amazing library, and so there's a lot of opportunities coming up for us to really not only showcase the present of AEW, but also the future and the past, all on one great platform that is Max Streaming.
Yeah, and we have a financial show here at the station called Your Money Matters, and we kind of just educate people on finances, just kind of give them a little bit of education, talk about financial stories. I want to know what the best financial advice you've ever gotten was, or maybe if you have any financial advice for people who just, I guess, anybody.
I think I would always say invest in yourself and invest in real estate.
Oh, it's smart. Yes. Smart man, Tony. I think that's great. You did mention that you guys are planning to have more events, and I want to talk about some live events that you guys just announced that you were having, one specifically in Hammerstein Ballroom. So are you excited? That's got to be great, right? Have you always had your eye on that venue?
Yes. Yeah. Since I was a kid, I've wanted to put pro wrestling in Hammerstein Ballroom. There's been events there in the past, and it's never on TBS and TNT, so it'll be the TBS and TNT debut for the Hammerstein Ballroom. So it's very cool to bring that great tradition here to the Superstation and to TNT. It's going to be a big deal for us. And yeah, that's going to be a great way to spend the holidays. Those will be our December shows. It'll be the Continental Classic. It's a great time of year. We'll be going into our World's End pay-per-view. And we'll be having a live collision December 21st. New York Hammerstein Ballroom, and also then the Christmas AEW Dynamite. There'll be Dynamite on Christmas night, so it'll be very cool. We're taping that show on the Sunday going into Christmas, so we'll do Saturday and Sunday AEW at Hammerstein Ballroom. Ring of Honor Friday night also, so three-night stand for us. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think moments in wrestling are very, very important, and I'd like to think that you really understand that those moments in wrestling are very important with music. And, you know, Bryan Danielson coming out to the Final Countdown, the Guns coming out to Many Men. You recently made a music video for November Rain with Guns N' Roses. How do those moments come about? Does talent kind of suggest like, hey, you know, I think it'd be cool to come out with this theme song? Or do you in your head like also think, hey, I think we should get this song? Because Collision, you know, Saturday night when that started, everyone was talking about, wow, that's the theme song. And Tony went all out to get that theme. So do you have those songs in your head, I guess, when you're planning out events or, you know, certain pay-per-views?
No, it's a great question. Yeah, I do think about that a lot. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it's music that the wrestlers had used before AEW, but often never legally. And so Final Countdown, we've, you know, Bryan Danielson's come out to that song, but never where Europe got compensated. So that's been great to have so many of the best moments in AEW where we played the Final Countdown and created these memories that will live now forever. And in 20 years, 40, 50 years, people can still look back and see it the way it was and not have to edit it out. Yeah. Like, and then there are other examples where, like I wanted to use Pixies, Where's My Mind with Orange Cassidy. And that was an idea that I'd put together. But then also we had Jane by Jefferson Starship, which he'd used before. So what's like licensed music, again, that he'd never actually licensed before, but we were happy to compensate Jefferson Starship. And then a lot of the other examples, November Rain's been used in November wrestling pay-per-views decades ago, but never licensed. Yeah. Guns N' Roses never fairly compensated, and they were great to work with. So we work with a lot of the top musicians and licensing and publishing companies to work to get the top music in AEW. And then, like you said, moments in wrestling are so important. You're so right. And we've been able to create a lot of magic moments, in part because of the great music that we've been fortunate to license.
Yeah, I think I remember the last All Out that was here, and Bryan Danielson was coming out. And I think the Final Countdown had already been used once. And we were like, oh, he's going to come out. It's going to be fine. It's just his regular theme, which is still great. Love the theme. But then you hear Final Countdown, and we and the audience lost our minds. We were so excited. We're like, can't believe Tony really got it for more than one time. So props to you. I think that's great. And I want to talk a little bit about that Guns N' Roses song, The November Rain. I think how you guys used it in a promotional kind of like trailer for the pay-per-view. I think that's awesome. I don't think I've seen anything like that before. So how did that come about?
Well, to be honest, it has been done. You know, the idea of using November Rain, ECW did use November Rain as a promotional vehicle. They didn't illegally. they without the permission of the artist. They did. But in this case, we're on TBS and TNT. We got to do things by the book, and it's also the right thing to do. Guns N' Roses is a great band, and you know, they are great to work with if you actually call them and try to work something fair out with them. They were awesome. And I was really so pleased we were able to do it. And again, talk about one of those things that'll live on. And in perpetuity, that video will be able to play. And it's not the first time November Rain has been played in association with a wrestling show to promote a major wrestling event in the month of November, but it was the first time we've done it in AEW, and it was the first time it's ever been done by anyone above board, legally, and the right way. And I'm really proud of it, and it was a great video, and it really sets the stage, and if anybody hasn't seen AEW lately, or even if you've never seen AEW before, you can watch this video, AEW November Rain, and it will give you a great preview of what's happening going into Dynamite tonight or Wednesday Night Dynamite next Wednesday here in Chicago before you come see the show live Wednesday, November 27th, Thanksgiving Eve at the Wintrust Arena. And also, it gives a great catch-up going into the Full Gear pay-per-view this Saturday, which is going to be a great show.
Yeah, and that leads into my next question. If someone is listening right now or watching and they've never watched AEW, what would you tell them to kind of get them on the AEW train, you know?
Well, that's what a great segue then. Yes, this AEW November Rain video is very timely. It's a great catch-up on what's happening in AEW now. And soon the whole library will be streaming on Max. Piece by piece, we'll get it up there, and I'm excited about that. And we're getting ready for that launch to start adding parts of the library, hopefully. And I'm excited about that, and we'll have great options for the AEW fans to go back and watch the classic content that has not all been available, because we've done nearly 300 episodes of Wednesday Night Dynamite now, and also hundreds of other great shows and events, and I believe the best major events in wrestling. We put on the best pay-per-views, the best major events in all of wrestling, and I think we are going to continue that streak with Full Gear.
Yeah, and tickets are still available for AEW Dynamite in Chicago on Ticketmaster. And Tony, where can listeners watch the pay-per-view for this weekend?
Oh, so many places. AEW Full Gear, you can see on cable, satellite, it's on YouTube, PPV.com, Triller, Fight TV, tons of options to stream the pay-per-view or get it on cable satellite. We used to stream on Bleacher Report also. Yeah. Bleacher Report no longer does pay-per-view. So if you used to use Bleacher Report, either cable satellite or YouTube, Triller, PPV.com, lots of great options to watch Full Gear this Saturday on pay-per-view. It's going to be a great show. And before then, tonight on TBS, you can see Wednesday Night Dynamite at 7 p.m. on TBS after The Big Bang Theory. And next Wednesday, we're on at 7 p.m. on TBS, but you can come to the show. It's at the Wintrust Arena. Please come, and we'd love to have you live. It's going to be a great show and a great way to spend Thanksgiving Eve every year.
Yeah, and it's always a great time. So, Tony, thank you so much for joining me in studio. You've been absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Iridian Fierro, and this is 720 WGN Radio.